for me.
Good morning, sir. Before we move forward, may we get your, may we have your name, please, sir? Okay. The Honorable Mr. Rick Carones will serve as the lead for the hearing at this time. So the next voice you hear will be the Honorable Mr. Rick Carones.
Mr. Almanza?
Yes, sir.
Just give me 1 second while I fill out some paperwork, because I'm also serving as the recorder this morning, but we'll get started real short. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Ruben Gustavo Almanza Jr., 271377.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on August 1st, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Almanza?
Yes, sir, it is.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, to my far left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. And let me double check right now. Do we have any supporters for Mr. Almanza in the room? Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Almanza and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Almanza, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate vote between phase one and phase two that passes phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegations are false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination of whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Almanza. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways your company as follows. Allegation number one. Violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about May 11, 2018, for the task GCMS lab report dated May 16, 2018. Mr. Almanza, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number 2, violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 628 East Randy Street, Avondale, Arizona, on or about May 24th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Almanza, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Almanza's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Okay, Mr. Almanza, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Almanza. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Mr. Almanza was released from ADC custody on 2-9-2018 and arrested on 7-17-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. He returned back to ADC custody on 7-17-2018, weighing adjusted CCD of 4-24-2019 with 54 abscond days. Current conviction, 2012, commitment B, count 1, aggravated assault, 6 years, 6 months. 2012, commitment C, count 2, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2011, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2011, theft, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with criminal damage, conspiracy, drugs, and false reporting noted. Other arrest, 2005, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, dangerous drug violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile detention. 2007, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile detention. Has a GB score of G6, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Almanza. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections with the approved residence of changes, 1344 South Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona. On April 10, 2018, you were approved to reside with your parents at 628 East Randy Street, Avondale, Arizona. On May 24, 2018, Community Corrections Officer Godinez received a call from your mother, Naomi Blanco. She advised that you had left the residence and was no longer living at her home. You did not request approval from your parole officer to change residence, and this was your last known address. So, Mr. Almanza, were you living someplace else for the 54 days that you were missing from community supervision?
Yes, I was.
And can you tell us where you were living?
On the streets and in motel.
Thank you, sir. We have employment notes that you were working at Big Dag through changes. On April 9, 2018, you reported working at Dealer's Auto Auction in Phoenix, as verified by Paysta. We commend you for that. On June 14, 2018, Community Corrections Officer Godinez spoke with your supervisor dealer auto auction, advised that you had quit on May 22, 2018 and gave no notice. So did you work at any other location while you were outside of prison, sir?
No, just the auto auction.
Thank you. Programming notes, you referred to task for random year analysis with the color code olive. In February, March, and April 2018, you produced UAs with negative results. On May 11, 2018, you had a positive for amphetamines per task GCMS. And on February 22, 2018, you referred to CHC, CAP for treatment for anger management. You completed the intake process at CHC, however, you did not complete the program. So is there any particular reason you did not complete programming at CHC, Mr. Almanza?
Once I dropped that dirty, I just quit everything. So, I don't know why I didn't complete the program. I just basically, I was swooped on why I didn't finish my programming.
Well, sir, that's unfortunate, but I'm not going to scold you either in as much that we hear this story a lot. People relapse, they panic. Unfortunately, this panic often leads to the very thing that's going to return them to the prison system when it's the very thing that they fear. So I will say that I hope it's something that you learned from, because submitting to programming, adhering to your terms of supervision, are often the path to completing your sentence and making that smooth transition back to the community. Did you have an ongoing problem with methamphetamine, Mr. Almanza?
To be honest, when I left prison, I really didn't think I had one. But as far as like working and constantly working, traveling from Mesa to Phoenix just to be there work, and it was hard. It was really hard. And over those 54 days, honestly, a lot has happened. So,
Well, let me ask you a little bit about the drugs. Did you continue to use methamphetamine during that time?
I did.
And I would just ask you, maybe just to learn a little bit about you, but were you using methamphetamine to self-medicate or to keep yourself going, or what was your thought process?
At first it was just, I was using it to keep me going, you know, to work and back, you know, because I always have to be in Phoenix by 6:15, just coming from Mesa, and by the time I get home, it's probably about maybe 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I just have to get up about 4:30 just to be at the library and be in Phoenix the next day, you know? So, yeah, it kept me going, but once I kept using, yeah, I felt like I was just doing it just to do it.
Have you been able to stay clean since you were arrested and returned to the Department of Corrections?
Yes.
Well, how do you feel?
I think a lot better, and I'm not mad at the world.
Did you lose weight and put weight back on?
Yes, sir, I have.
Well, that's a good sign. I hope you for yourself are turning a corner. Realizing that, that especially with the three big ones, I'll say, cocaine, methamphetamine, and heroin, they're just extremely addictive and really have some like long-term damaging effects on people. And it's always good to hear how much better people feel once they get off. And I just say that as a point of encouragement. You were missing from the community supervision for 54 days, and I think you sort of answered the question. You said you were living on the street and at a hotel?
Yes.
Were you able to do anything else?
As far as that, no.
So you had quit working by then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Also, I asked routinely, but I think you sort of answered this too. Once you had a dirty UA, you were spooked and broke off contact with your parole officer, is that correct?
Correct. Well, Mr. Bernard had contacted me as well. And at that time, the day he contacted me, my girlfriend had already overdosed. And I asked for a couple of days and to, you know, be right next to her. He gave me about 24 hours, and then I told my girlfriend, I said, let's go. I said, I gotta go see my parole in Mesa. And so by the time she got up off the bed, and she just collapsed, and I told Bernard, I said, hey, I'm not gonna make it, you know? And he was just like, well, we'll give you till Wednesday by 9 a.m. And by then, I already had it submitted to the hospital. And basically took her almost a week just to recover. You know, so at that point, I was already like, I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. Did your girlfriend also overdose on methamphetamine, or was she hooked on heroin?
No, she was actually addicted to amphetamines.
Okay.
And, but for some reason she ended up with heroin and amphetamines and just took it all at once.
Okay, sir. What were you doing that caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your
charter? I was just walking out of the motel, and I was just walking. And as I was walking, they pulled up right beside me, and they said, how you doing? And I was like, I'm fine. How are you guys? And I just kept walking, and they pulled over, and I was like, what's the problem? And they said, there was a little argument in the, you know, down the street from where I was at, and he's like, I have the right to pull anybody over, you know. And so he asked me, he's like, are you on probation or anything? I said, yeah, I'm on parole. And at that time, he already grabbed my name, was like, hey, Mr. Almanza, Alhambra wants you back, so this point we're going to have to take you in. I said, okay. So.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do they have any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Almanza, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement that you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate?
I really do need help with my addiction. And if there's any way that I could get some help, it would be much appreciated. And I do have a plan this time as far as my drug addiction. I would be willing to take MRC and the Victory Outreach program for a year. And so that's my plan that I put together, and I really am going to try and work on my addiction. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Almanza. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself and the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I feel for Mr. Almanza, and I believe that he's been very candid with the board. And I like what I'm hearing. I like that he has a plan. He sounds like he's doing better since he has cleaned up from methamphetamine and hopefully any other drug. The concern that I have is that he disappeared from community supervision for 54 days, and that's very hard to look past as a board member. I certainly hope that he continues on the path of sobriety and any sort of group counseling or programming that's available inside the Department of Corrections, but I'm not seeing him as a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Okay, then I'm going to make a motion. And that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1732. Our discussion with Mr. Almanza, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Almanza was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he disappeared from community supervision for 54 days, in which we could not monitor his return to the community, as well as relapsed into methamphetamine use, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal and agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Mr. Alonzo, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about April 24th, 2019. I recognize that it may sound like a long way away, but it is a matter of months, thank God, not years. I'm sincere when I tell you I like what I'm hearing about the corner you're turning in your life right now. As we stated, we're not finding you a suitable candidate for returning you to community supervision based on the totality of this case, but we are encouraging you seek any program that's available, to attend any group sessions such as NA or AA inside DOC, and to stick with your plan for a safe return to the community in 2019. We do want to see you succeed in the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we hope not to see you again in Orange, Mr. Almanza. Thank you, sir.
Yep.